God's good girls. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We've got them here, I tell you. God's good girls.
Good.
Now, all we have to figure out is what the good is for. We know what the God is about, you know. That's what everybody is. There's no way getting around that. And girls, we've seen girls and boys, so we have an idea of what that means. But good, oh my goodness sake, good girls, God's good girls. Well, let's start at the beginning. First there was Adam, and then there was Eve. And the world hasn't been the same since. Adam had it all smooth and cool, all organized, all perfectly in hand. And then Eve came along, and she started rearranging the furniture. She wanted to have the moon in a different place in the sky. She wanted to have the stars to be in an organized pattern, not just hither and yon cast up there. She wanted to have the trees planted in a certain way so that they would shade her as she walked along the path. She wanted to have the river flowing in a certain way. She didn't like the rivers just going where they naturally go. She wanted them to go uphill and downhill. And so Adam said, okay, anything you want, love. And he hadn't thought of those ideas. I mean, those are creatively new. And so the river went uphill and downhill. And it was not spectacular at all. It was not unusual at all. Because whatever Eve wanted, Adam did for her. Because Adam's God. Now, I know the story goes that God created Adam and Eve. Of course, God does create, but everything that God creates, God is. And so God is Adam and God is Eve. So, now what's all this story about wanting the rivers to run up and down hills? We are kind of stayed in our ways, thinking that everything should be, you know, functional and should be normal. Gravity pulls things down, and the lack of gravity, as it becomes lesser and lesser, things go up into the atmosphere because it is not so much gravity holding them down. Well, who created gravity? And who can uncreate gravity? Oh, come on now, gravity is necessary. I mean, you gotta have gravity. You can't get around it without gravity. If you didn't have gravity, the world wouldn't work right. Hey, we're not saying we're getting rid of gravity. We're merely saying we're getting rid of gravity relative to the river going uphill. The river is now flowing uphill. And then it flows downhill. Then it flows uphill and roundhill. And it goes where you want it. And the river doesn't have to have a bed. The river can roll right on top of the ground without bothering the ground, without scouring the ground or taking away the dirt. It doesn't have to have a bed in which to flow. The bed is in the consciousness of the beholder. And so Adam says, okay, we will have the river flow right by our door. And Eve says, well, that's a little close. Let's move it out a couple of feet. And Adam says, as you wish. So he moved, and you see, it wasn't making any mess at all. It wasn't scouring into the dirt, so he moved it out. So, and Adam's good girls really caught on. And it seems as though after Cain and Abel did their little thing, and Cain revealed that there were other people living nearby, he brought some of the other people by. And Eve pretty soon had a coffee clutch going, in which she had all the neighboring ladies, all the good girls, the good old girls, I guess that should be another added word there, the good old girls, coming over and talking to Eve and saying, Eve, I don't understand how you got Adam to put the river right in front here without having a bed for it to be in. Well, Eve said, well, my Adam is rather special. He knows who he is. And whatever I tell him to think, he thinks. Because he knows that whatever I want, if I don't get it, I will keep after him until he produces it. And so he doesn't fight me. He just instantly says, whatever you want, love, you got it. And he knows that he can create anything, anything at all. Now, you may have wondered why we started out with good girls, God's good girls. Well, Until the girls came along, everything on Earth was okay. Man just took it as it was. When he wanted a fish, he'd reach into the river and pull it out. If he wanted to have something to eat, he would just manifest it there. If he wanted to have anything at all, he would just think it and it would be there. But then the girls came along, and the girls weren't satisfied with that. They wanted something called fire, because they wanted to roast their weenies, and they wanted to roast their fish and things like that. And so Adam had to come up with fire, and Adam had no idea on earth what fire was. And so he talked to his God self, and he says, all right, God self, what is fire? And his God self says, oh, those women have got you going again, haven't they? And so his God self said, I tell you what, Adam, let's be a couple jumps ahead of them. Let's create a few things that they're thinking about but haven't told you yet. And his God self said, you know, it's very easy to do. And Adam says, but I don't understand. Why can you do it and I can't? Well, his God self says, you know, Adam, I've often wondered about that too. Why I can do things as your God self and you as your human self can't do it. Have you ever thought about that, Adam? Why don't you ask your wife about that? She'll have some ideas, surely. And so Adam asked his wife. He said, Eve, why is it that when I ask my God self to do something, I can do anything? And when I ask my human self to do it, I just can't seem to get off the ground. And Eve gave him the perfect answer. She said, I wasn't there to guide you. You see, in your human self, you try to do it yourself. In your God self, our united universal oneness as God allows me to work with you and offer you these wonderful ideas. These wonderful ideas that challenge you and cause you to do things that seem impossible, but you can do it. And you know, Adam, the day will come when I'll be able to snap my finger and have fire come right out of my finger. It won't burn me, but I'll be making fire. I will be able to reach my hand into a hat, and you don't know what a hat is because we don't wear clothes, but I'll be able to reach my hand into a hat and I'll be able to pull a rabbit out. And you know one of those guys there? Yeah. Well, maybe he jumped in the hat. No. You'll see. I'll be able to do lots of interesting things, Adam. So you just watch my dust. But remember, Adam, anything I do, you can do too. And so Adam told that to his children and to his children's children and to his children's children's children until it came down to Jesus. And then Jesus was telling that to his disciples, and his disciples acted as though that was the first time they ever heard that. And they said, oh, we can do anything you can do? Because Jesus, you know, he had to act pretty well together. He was a mama's boy. And his mama taught him all these things, and so he really knew how to do all these miracles and all these wonderful things that everybody else only wished they could, because he was one with his divine self. He was one with the allness, and he listened. And Mary taught him a lot of good things, you know. Of course, he learned to listen within. That helped him, too. But you see, God's good girls are really here for a wonderful reason. They're here to make life sort of a challenge for man, because man would sit back perfectly happy and chewing his cud and watching the world go by. But what do women want? They want houses, they want cars, they want clothes, they want food, they want someone to help take care of the babies, they want this and that and the other. And the women are making men out of the men by forcing the men to be women, to be sensitive, loving, gentle, and caring, to be absolutely supercalifragilistic beings, just like the women are. And if you don't believe me, you just ask the girls. God's good girls will tell you every time. And be careful, the next coffee clutch you get involved in, Eve may be very well there conducting it. And when Eve conducts a coffee clutch, ideas get barnstormed, brainstormed very powerfully, and beautiful new things happen. And you know, Eve doesn't do this very often. You'll notice she does it maybe every 20 years or so. And in between times, she lets people use their own imagination. But every 20 years, there seems to be a war where men get their self in a tangle with each other. Not the women, but the men. And so Eve has a coffee clutch and she says, let's develop some beautiful new things like airplanes. Let's develop some beautiful new things like cars. Let's develop some beautiful new things like computers. Let's develop some new things like, you know, radar screens for telling when the enemy's coming here, which were television screens and so forth. All these beautiful things, all precursors of greater things to come. All because the men got out of focus with war and other things, and the women settled down all the more powerfully in peace. So, God's good girls are here for a reason, but hardly the reason you'd thought, right? So how about that? Have a lovely evening.